Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You podcasts and YouTube channels, the channels where stories of resilience, triumph, and unwavering hope come to life. And in each episode, we dive into the inspiring journey of individuals who have faced the toughest challenges head-on and emerged victorious. Our aim is to be a beacon of inspiration, offering a guiding light to those navigating through difficult times. Whether you are dealing with health challenges, professional setbacks, or personal struggles, this channel is dedicated to uplifting your spirit and showing you that even in the darkest moments, there's a path to hope and triumph. So join us as we share powerful stories that transcend adversity, reminding you that resilience is a force within us all. So prepare to be inspired and find the strength to navigate life's challenges. So this is Amazing You channel, where hope takes center stage. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am a clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am a Mars Venus life and relationship coach, compassion practitioner, breathwork coach, astrologer, tarot reader, past life regression practitioner, and chakra practitioner. And today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to a very special guest from the United States. Her name is Cori Proctor. Cori is here to share with you her journey of how she came into the personal development world. Cori Kelly Proctor lived for 30 years on an island in Southeast Alaska, where she raised her two children. And at the age of 48, she took a leap of faith and made a career change that changed her life. She began working with Bob Proctor, which was also where she also met Brian Proctor. And initially, Cori worked closely with Bob to establish his social media presence. And in 2015, she became the vice president of global operations in his consulting division, where Cori worked with Bob to develop, support, and design training for consultants, facilitating his material. In 2017, Cori and Brian were married, and in 2022, she left PGI to help Brian honor the groundwork that Bob spent 60 years laying for what we know now as the personal development industry. And her mission, along with Brian Proctor, is to profoundly impact the way that you live your life and the success you experience by sharing key principles based on the life and work of Bob Proctor, and by combining perspectives, experiences, and knowledge with Bob's teaching from inside his truest inner circle, that is his family and his closest friends. So very warm welcome to Amazing You, Cori.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's so good to be here.
I am really, really happy to have you and really grateful that you took your time in this early morning where you are to share with the audience your journey, because it is a very special journey, and a lot of my people on my audience, they are not very familiar with the personal development. So I think along the way, as you share your journey, as you share what you have been doing, this will definitely inspire the audience. So my,
I really, really love your message and your mission. So I'm very happy to be here and be a part of that.
Thank you, Corey. So my first question to you, Corey, can you share with us the pivotal moment or inspiration that led you to transition at the age of 48, to transition careers at the age of 48? And what really motivated you to make that leap of faith to change your career?
So it was a lot of things, but it came down to a question. But let me set a little bit of context. Okay. I was living on an island in Southeast Alaska. Yes. With my two kids. I was a single mom, and my son was getting ready to graduate from high school and would be going off to college, out of state in California. And, you know, there would be costs involved with that, out of state tuition, things like that. And to that point, I had worked for over 20 years in the dental industry.
Okay.
As a dental hygienist. And I really loved my job.
Okay.
But what I loved about it was the community, the people, the connection to my patients.
Yes.
And the people I worked with. But I always felt like there was something more. It felt very rote to me, the same thing day in and day out.
Yes.
And so I was curious. I was curious about what I could do next. And I was given this opportunity to come and work on Bob Proctor's team.
Right.
And it was a very exciting idea, but also very, very frightening because I really didn't know what I would be doing.
Okay.
I had done the same thing for over 20 years and considered that my skill set. So I really wasn't sure what I would be doing. And I spent a lot of time debating this decision. I mean, it didn't feel very responsible. I was a single mom with a child about to go off to college.
Okay.
Is this a responsible thing to do? Changing careers at this age, at this point in time. But what it ultimately came down to for me was one question, which was, will I regret not doing this?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't take this opportunity and I stay on the route that is safe and comfortable and known, will I always wonder? Will I regret that? And that was really the deciding factor for me. And once I made the decision, the fear didn't necessarily go away. I kind of lived in the fear for some time as I found my footing within the industry. And it was a new industry for me. You mentioned in my introduction that I helped Bob build his social media. Well, that's
yes.
not what I came in to do.
Right.
And so it was a big learning curve for me. I had to really learn about social media in
okay.
order to do that for Bob. It just that there was that was the gap within his company. Nobody was doing that. So I raised my hand to figure that out. And it was really a great decision for me because what ended up happening was I got to work every day with Bob
okay.
on the phone. And I really got to understand, I got to see and understand who he was. And I got to really see his heart. And I got a masterclass in the material. And that is because he was very involved with his social media. I was doing all the strategy and
right.
and the posting and things like that. But he wanted to know what was going on and what the comments were. And he wanted to provide content. So it was a great opportunity for me. And it really taught me about the power of this material.
Yes.
To change lives. But after a few years of doing that, I wanted to get more back into the people side of things, because social media is on a computer and you're communicating yes. just one way. And I realized, you know, what I loved about my former career was the people, and that people were actually my strength.
Okay.
And that is what I wanted to get back to. And so I approached Bob and said, there was a gap in the company, and said, what do you think if I step in and do this? And he was all for it. So I did. And again, a complete, you know, a big learning curve. But I loved it. I loved working with people from all over the world. I got to be with them in person at trainings, and it really fueled me. Yeah.
What hints can you give them today for them to be able to jump into that unknown?
Absolutely. I would say, don't be afraid of the fear. Mm. Be curious about it.
Right.
And you really have to go inside and ask yourself why you're afraid. And for me, that was very logical. I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to support my children, and I wouldn't be able to support my son going to college.
Mm.
So one of the first things I had to do was I had to stop sharing my decision making with other people, because I noticed they looked at me like I was losing my mind, like I might be crazy. You know, I had a stable, good career.
Yeah.
And you're thinking of doing something else at this point in your life. Is that the right thing to do? So I made a decision to just do a lot of writing.
Okay.
And really write out what I was afraid of.
Mm.
But then I switched that and I started looking at myself and looking at what I've already had accomplished, how I was able to always land on my feet and in adversity. And so I really switched my narrative to belief in myself, and more of a self-trust.
Okay.
That I would be okay, that I would always be okay. I would figure it out.
Yes.
And with that self-trust came confidence. It did not eliminate the fear.
Mm-hmm.
I just moved forward with the fear. And again, it came down to, this is my life.
Mm.
Do I want to be doing the same thing day in and day out like I am now?
Yeah.
I could have, but I knew I could do more.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was more. I just didn't know what it was. And I knew I wouldn't experience it with the life I was living up to that point.
Yeah. I think that's very, very important to write it down, and not to share as much, because some people do not believe in our dreams. And it's mm-hmm. not their dreams, you know? It's not their life. It's about, because not everybody will understand our journey, where we are going. I think that's very important, to choose the people, if ever we want to share, that will support us on our mm-hmm. journey. Because there can be a lot of naysayers or people who will discourage us on that, in taking the leap of faith into something new.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily an easy thing to do.
No.
You really have to trust yourself.
Yes. Yes. To trust your voice, to trust your intuition, and to trust that light that is going to guide you throughout that journey. Yeah. Thank you, Corinne.
Yeah. I know there's something Bob would say
yes.
to people experiencing something like this. He'd say, okay,
yeah.
what do you think the worst thing that could happen to you would
right.
be?
Mm.
And then when you would say it, he'd say, and how likely do you think it is that that will happen? And that helps you to close that gap because it's probably not very likely. I mean, I knew, okay, if worse came to worse, I could always go back to what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, I could find that again. But it wasn't long before I just sort of let that go. And I'm like, no, I'm in this and I'm going to figure this out.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Corey. And my next question to you is, your marriage to Brian in 2017 marked a very important chapter in your life. Mm-hmm. And how has your relationship with him influenced your personal and professional growth?
Well, I met Brian when I started with the company, and we knew each other for, 5 years, really, before we were friends and co-workers.
Right.
So I really knew who he was. Mm-hmm. And I would say it changed everything. Mm-hmm. Because I really didn't expect to get married again.
Okay.
And I really didn't expect to leave Alaska.
Okay.
And so those were two very big things. And like anyone who has entered a first marriage or a second marriage or anything else, there's a lot of growth that occurs with that. And I'd have to say most recently how it's affected my personal growth journey is losing Bob. Was shifted our lives in a very big way. And I know it did for a lot of people. Mm. But Bob was someone that we spoke to every day. He was very present in our lives. And so losing him was big. And what I saw with my husband was he really developed an intuitive decision-making confidence.
Okay.
And I have really learned to just respect that and believe in it and I don't question it, at least not outright to him. Because I see him stronger than I've ever seen him before. And part of that is he's had to be. And the other part is we have a mission, and you read that mission.
Yes.
And it's really to honor the groundwork Bob Proctor laid for the industry that we know today. Mm. You know, there's personal development in the 60s is not at all what you see today. It wasn't nearly as popular. And it's important to us that people understand how Bob came into this and the path he paved for so many others, and just how his message is really the basis for all the programs, everything that's out there. And his development of that language over the years so that anyone could understand it, regardless of language, status, culture, anything. Not only could they understand it, but they could apply it. And so, you know, after he passed away, Brian and I both left PGI, just really listening to our intuition on that.
Yes.
And that was frightening as well.
Mm.
And that gave us the chance to really finish this book that Brian wrote. And we had no idea what would happen after we released that. I don't even think we gave it a lot of thought, but what has happened has been this path that is showing itself in new ways every single day. You know, you're a great example of that. You read the book, you reached out, Brian got on the podcast, I'm on the podcast. I mean, it's just, You never know. You can only measure what you're giving up. You can never measure what you're going to gain. Never. And so that this path we're on now is a new path every single day. Like, we just don't, I mean, the morning I wake up and I'm like, okay, what have you woken up to today? Like, what are the messages? What direction are we going to go? And it's been a beautiful thing. And, you know, we've of course chosen our own direction.
Yes.
And, but that's developed since the release of the book, because the book was our entire focus for, you know, over a year.
Thank you. Yes, it's about trusting the universe and going with the flow. And it's magical as you trust, as you let go of things and you are open to receiving. It's like things happen magically. I've seen that as well, Corey. Like you said, it's like taking it one step at a time and being open to receiving and to appreciating every moment and every part of that new journey. I think it's very important to be grateful and to appreciate every part of each one of us, our new journey. Yeah.
Yeah. And to understand it's all necessary.
Yes.
You know, it's all necessary. And mm-hmm. Bob knew about this book because Brian had started it in 2019. And, you know, towards the end of his life, he was very clear about finishing it. And he said, just stay authentic, share what you know, and share how you used it.
Right.
And so that's really been our guiding force. And we make sure that that's the track we're on. Stay authentic, share what we know, share how we used it, help others.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. And you said what Bob's material is very simple, and that's very true. His material is very easy. He used to say even a child could understand. Absolutely. Uh-huh. And looking at Brian's book as well, even a child could read that book. And I'm so glad that the writing of that book is made so simple mm-hmm. that everybody can understand. It's like as if reading Bob material again, listening to Bob material, which is so great because it's not about learning things that are complex, because this will confuse us, you know. It's mm-hmm. the more simple things are, the better it is. And I like that the book is like that, very simple, like Bob material.
Yeah, yeah, that was by design.
Yeah.
And, you know, then when I was doing the editing, that was something I was always thinking about, you know, other people reading this from other backgrounds, other cultures, other languages, you know, what can they still get the important message from this message? So that was the goal, and to keep the language. And, you know, we learned from Bob. So it's what we know.
Yeah.
It's what we know. I mean, Brian was being programmed by Bob while Bob was reprogramming himself. I mean, he had picked up Think and Grow Rich just 2 months before Brian was born. Yeah. And so they've been on that journey together. And for Brian, it was a programming, and for Bob, it was a reprogramming. So it's an interesting perspective.
Yes. Thank you, Corey. And having worked along with Bob for so many years, what has been for you the greatest lesson you've learned working alongside with him, and the best memory that you can share with us?
I'd say the biggest lesson is gratitude, to always come back to gratitude with whatever struggle you're having.
Yeah.
Stop, take a breath, look around, be grateful that you're here right now living this life.
Yeah.
I really think, I mean, there's so many lessons, so that would be hard to identify, but I will share. Bob passed in February of 2022, and I had some of his handwriting from a journal in my possession. Mm-hmm. And on his birthday, July 5th of 2022, when he was no longer with us, I And I'm not a tattoo person, but I went out and I had, I am grateful for, and this is Bob's writing.
Wow.
Put here. I did it without even talking to Brian about it. I had that writing in my purse and I stopped at a tattoo parlor. I've never been in one. And I mean, it just sort of happened. And it's a beautiful reminder to stay in gratitude, because you can always be grateful, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I mentioned, there's so many lessons, but this is the one that is forefront all day, every day. And I write gratitude in the morning, and I'm grateful not for just my life and what's in it currently, but what I'm working towards.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like a future gratitude, I'm grateful for seeing gratitude. I'm grateful for receiving gratitude. And I touch into all those emotions. And then a memory, I think the best memory I can share with you about Bob is he was such a curious, passionate soul, and he loved to laugh.
Okay.
He was so fun.
Right.
Really just a fun, driven, curious, passionate person. And you couldn't help but feel joy when you were in his energy.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that is like my encompassing memory of him. He was a real giver.
Wow.
A giver of his way, of his energy. Yeah.
I think you are very lucky to see that, because we are on the other side of the screen. We see the Bob, the teacher, you know, the teacher, the guider, but we don't see that other side of him. So
it's not that different. I imagine that when you saw him teaching, you felt his passion.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was like he was on fire all the time. He was so passionate about his teaching. Yes.
And how much he wanted you, the audience, to understand.
Oh, yes.
Because he knew it could make a difference for you. Yes, it does. Exactly. And so the person you saw teaching, he was very much that person in private as well. But he was fun. He loved to laugh. Yeah. Wow. And he had the best laugh.
Wow. We never got to see that, but you are very lucky to have seen that private side of him with the family, how he would laugh and make and have fun and enjoy the moment. And I think that's beautiful. And I think it's important for all of us to learn to have fun, because we can take life very seriously. You know, when the challenges come, we can get, we take it very seriously. And that makes a lot of people feel depressed and upset and sad. But if we take it that it is going to pass, and to laugh at it and to just know that we can cope with anything, and to find the good even in the darkest hours, and life wouldn't be so stressful, you know?
Mm-hmm. I can share, if you would like, a story how Bob helped me to change a really limiting paradigm that I had.
Okay.
And it had a lot to do with my conditioning and my circumstances. And it happened, I had been working with him for a few years. And at this point, I was in his consulting division with the people, and we were running a training together.
Okay.
And the trainings, I think they were between 3 or 4 days. And we were down in the room, and we would have several breaks during the day, a morning break, an afternoon break, and a lunch break. And we had a morning break, and I came back from break, and he's sitting in the back of the room where we sat together waiting for people to come back. Right. And he looked at me and he said, "Where do you go every day during breaks?" And I said, oh, I go up to the lobby. There's this little jewelry store, and there's this woman from Austria who runs it. Her name is Marguerite. And she reminds me of my grandmother. Mm. And so I just enjoy going in there and talking to her. And he said, okay. And he said, well, do you look at anything while you're in there? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, I look at the jewelry. And he said, well, is there any piece of jewelry you look at? And I said, well, there's these little pearl earrings, you know, they're called Huggies. And I look at those. And he said, well, why don't you buy them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to buy them. Like, spending that much money on a piece of jewelry when I've got a son and at this point in college, in university, and still a single mom. No, like that. No, I'm not going to do that. And he just looked at me.
Okay.
And shook his head. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to start this meeting when people get back from break. You're not going to start it. I'm going to start it. And you're going to take your credit card and you're going to go up to that jewelry store and you're going to buy those earrings. And I said, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, of course you can. And we went back and forth a little bit. And I realized, this is Bob Proctor, and he's not going to let this go. So already I'm thinking, okay, I can buy the earrings. I can take them back. You know, I'm already thinking about how I can take control of the situation, you know.
Right.
And I go up to the jewelry store and I walk in and Marguerite says, oh, you're back, another break. And I said, no, I'm here to buy the earrings. And she said, are you sure? And I said, no, I'm not sure at all. I think this is a terrible idea, but I'm going to buy the earrings. And here's my credit card. I'm going to buy the earrings. So I bought the earrings. I went downstairs back to the meeting room and he comes to the back of the room. We put someone else in to the front of the room and he said, show me the earrings. I showed them to him and he said, now put them on. And I put them on. He's like, how do they feel? And I'm like, they feel good. But of course I'm thinking about what I had just spent.
Mm.
And then he said, okay, come with me. And we go back up to the jewelry store and we walk in there and Marguerite again, what's going on? And he said, Marguerite, show me the pearl necklace that goes with those earrings.
Oh, wow.
And she pulls out this beautiful pearl necklace and he throws out his credit card and he purchased the pearl necklace for me.
Right.
And he said, I want you to put that on. We go back into the meeting room. I'm wearing the pearl necklace. I'm wearing the earrings. And I'm back there thinking, who am I? Like, you know, I'm in this pearl necklace, I'm wearing these earrings, and I felt different. I mean, I will admit, I felt different. And when I went back to my room that night, I put the earrings back in the beautiful black velvet box, and I'm looking at it, and I'm still feeling some guilt, but it's just, wow. And I'm experiencing what he wanted me to experience, you know, treating myself well.
Yes.
And so we get to the last day of the event and I'm wearing the pearls
right.
And I'm wearing the earrings and he asked me to come to the front of the room and we had probably 60 people in the room. And he said, Corey, I want you to share with the room what you did this week. And of course my thought is they're going to think I'm so irresponsible. But I tell the story.
Okay.
And then he said, now how did the earrings and the necklace make you feel? And I said, it's special. I guess I didn't see myself as someone who would have these things. And he said, okay, now when you go home to Alaska, I want you to show those earrings to your children and I want you to tell them what you spent on them. And I'm thinking, there is no way I'm doing that. That's nuts. I mean, I can't feel good about that. And so we argued a little bit. And then I finally said, okay, if I'm going to do this, please tell me why it's important that I do this. And he said, because you need to show them that it's important to take care of themselves. And you're not doing that.
Yeah.
You're taking care of everyone else and you're not taking care of yourself. And you need to show them the difference. And as frightening as that was, it made sense to me. And I went home and I told my kids and they were happy for me. They didn't judge me. They didn't question me. They thought the earrings were beautiful. And Bob labeled those my paradigm shift earrings. And I keep them on a glass box right here in my office. And I see them every day. And I wear them still frequently.
Yeah.
But it was a very powerful lesson for me. And it's something that I use that physical reminder of the earrings, of how important that is to honor yourself and take care of yourself. Put on your own oxygen mask first. Otherwise, you cannot be fully present for others. And it was, I mean, when we talked about gratitude being a Bob lesson, that was a very big personal lesson for me.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful story of that necklace, of your necklace and your earring, because putting ourselves first is something that many of us don't do. We put everybody first, and mothers especially.
Mothers especially, yeah.
Yes, they put everybody and they give and give and give, and they feel depleted at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget. And they lose themselves in that, and they don't have any more to give at some point. So I think it's a great reminder to the audience. Remember that you are the priority of your life. And it's
Absolutely.
About first giving to yourself, because when you give to yourself and you feel good, the people around you will appreciate you more. They will value you more because they know you take care of yourself.
Yes.
And when you take care of yourself, you have enough. You can give then to others because you are filling your cup first.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give from that overflowing cup. There is more to give. So I think it's a beautiful message you shared today about how important to value ourselves, to treat ourselves well, and to make ourselves a priority, and to treat ourselves from time to time, because we are so important. We live with ourselves 24/7. We are our own best friend. So
yes.
Treat yourself, everybody, and make yourself a priority, and don't wait for others to make you a priority, because you have to value yourself for others to value you.
Yes, it's a very powerful lesson.
Yes,
well,
thank you. But you've shared that. You've really put it in a beautiful story about that necklace. And I think I will always remember that. I will always remember what you shared, Corey. And we are coming towards the end. My last question to Corey, how can the audience contact you, and what are the future endeavors coming with you and Brian on your new projects, if you can share with us?
Sure. So we have a website, brianproctor.com, and it's mostly about the book, but we do put out two emails a month. One is a newsletter and the other is a blog. And the blog, if you enjoyed the book, I think you'll enjoy the blog. It's a lot more of that. And so what's next for us, we're letting that unfurl every day. We are working on a program.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yes, we expect to launch the program May, June, somewhere around there. But we just really want it to be full of valuable content. We really want it to support people. So we're making sure that it's everything it can be before we release it, a lot like we did with the book. So a lot of time is being spent on that right now.
Right.
And we're doing some traveling and just enjoying each day, spending time with friends and family and making sure all those relationships are strong.
That's beautiful. And I think it's a great time to create a program to help people, and I'm sure people will enjoy what you've got to share with them, because you and Brian have been so close to Bob, closest people to Bob, and continuing that legacy that Bob has left. And I think it's so important that you and Brian keep continuing and sharing that knowledge, because it's such an extraordinary material that is
out. It really is.
Yeah, it is life-changing, life-changing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has changed my life, the way I think. And mm-hmm. I tell everybody about Bob and the material I learned. It's unforgettable. It's, yes.
It's like turning a light on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And anyone can do it. Anyone can apply the principles.
Yeah.
In fact, the name of the program is Proctor's Principles.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So. Yeah. So thank you so much, Corey, for taking your time to be with the audience. I wish you and Brian a lot of success in that great endeavor. And I would say big thank you to the audience for watching, sharing, and listening and subscribing. And we'll see you all very soon. Thank you so much, Corey. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.